Let's turn our attention now to what's been happening in the weather, and we're joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible to take a look at the forecast for agriculture. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us on this Good Friday.
Yeah, looking forward to a little bit of a change in the weather after this weekend, too. So it is a Good Friday for a lot of reasons.
Hey, can we start with what moisture levels look like across the Midwest?
Yeah, well, certainly this last system that just pulled through the state certainly has dumped quite a bit of rain in parts of Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, Ohio. You know, the eastern Corn Belt are still dealing with this system as it progresses off to the east. What we're dealing with now is just the cooler weather that's on the backside of the system. But thankfully, that'll be relatively short-lived. But in general, you know, our problem is always been, you know, with this spring, it's just been too much moisture and too frequent of rainfall events. I'm looking here just at a figure I made for Champaign, Illinois. You know, if you just look over the last 45 days or so, we've got an additional 3 inches of rainfall. And, I have a count of the number of rainfall events in the last 45 days. And the number of days that it's rained is well over 25. So it's been very wet. And there's some interesting stuff coming up. And that is the temperatures are going to be moderating. So, yeah, cool today, a little cool tomorrow. But then Easter Sunday is going to be a very warm day across much of the state of Illinois. And when we get these days where the temperatures in the 70s, and we have sunshine, we can actually evaporate quite a bit of water out of that topsoil, such that if we get a stretch of days like that coming up, we could potentially, you know, get rid of as much as an inch and a half or more of water from the soil. Now, who needs this, honestly, more than us is going to be the North Central Plains and also the Mid-South and the lower Mississippi River Valley. Those places right now are saturated. We're finally getting rid of the last little bit of snow that was from a week ago that's in South Dakota. And so a lot of folks are seeing right now, they got their eyes focused on, am I actually going to get some field work done? And I think the pattern's going to get us there. I think we're going to start to see those planting opportunities open up.
So what does that tell us about, you got us through Sunday, what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or that whole 5-day period?
Yeah, you know, the next 5 days, you're going to see much of the Midwest looking relatively dry. That doesn't mean we're not going to be completely dry. I'm watching carefully Monday night into Tuesday. We have this front that's going to try to sag through. It's a weak front, but as it sags through, we might get a chance for some showers and thunderstorms. But this is not like what we've been seeing. Remember, we have been seeing these big multi-day events that just soak us for hours. The pattern has changed, and the change is happening in the Pacific Ocean, really south of Alaska. And that change is removing these deep troughs that come through the middle part of the country. And instead, we're watching a lot more subtle features. So while we, over the next 5, even next 10 to 15 days, are going into a drier pattern comparatively to what we've been seeing, parts of the south are not. Texas is going to have to watch out next week for a lot of rain. That's going to sweep through the southern region of the United States. So it is most certainly a drier pattern. And with the warm up that's coming, we're going to see folks getting in the fields and getting some stuff done here. But it's going to be tight. I think some of the windows at times are going to be tight, but we got to get it done. So it'll happen.
So short term, pretty good. Longer term, and you've talked about 15 days out, but maybe into the month of May.
Yeah, you know, we just got last night some brand new model runs from the European model. So the European model is what's called a weekly product. It takes us out 46 days. And it's continuing to show the Pacific Ocean in a pattern such that we're more often than not going to be seeing what we call higher heights across the middle part of the country. And that translates into more often than not, some ridging events. And when we have ridging, it doesn't mean we're not going to get precipitation this time of year. It just means that the chances of having these big, deep troughs coming through are less frequent. So that means that really over the next 10 to 15 days, our probability of getting a frost is relatively low. And as we get into May, that would also reduce that probability of a bigger frost event. But it is a drier pattern on the whole, but that doesn't mean completely dry. It's when we start to stretch this out to the end of May and even getting into June where I see things really getting quite interesting for a lot of us here in the Midwest. And if I can, let's just go out there and take a look at that. One of the longer range model forecasts that I pay close attention to might be suggesting that we need to be watching the southeastern part of the United States closely this year. And we're going to have to watch them for the position of the Bermuda High to slide over to the southeast. And if we get ridging over the southeast, they end up getting dry. And we have the potential for two separate things. One, ring of fire summer precipitation, and two, the recycling of the excess of moisture that we've already got in place. So if you look out longer term, you're not going to hear many meteorologists discussing you know, the potential for us having a really, really dry summer at this point, just because the signals aren't there yet for that. The ocean temperatures off of California, off of the Baja of California, are warm. There's a weak El Nino event. And historically, those things don't tip us off to be thinking about a hot, dry summer. Instead, it makes us think about a hot and wet summer. And we know what hot and wet summers have done to us recently in terms of yields. So this is some of the preliminary thinking about summer so far. So it's I just took you out there 3 months, but it's what we're currently thinking about. And remember, long-range weather forecasting, we like to say that it's speculative by nature. We're looking at a few clues here to try to understand it. But that's currently what the meteorological community is discussing.
Hey, have we heard anything about the hurricane season?
Yeah, about this time of year, some of the major long-range hurricane forecasts start to emerge. And we certainly do one at Nutrien as well. And some of the things we're seeing, at least some of the signals that we're seeing from our longer-term models, is that on the whole, it looks as though the hurricane season could be near average, maybe even slightly below average. And why we say that is that generally El Nino summers tend to increase wind shear across the Atlantic. And when they do that, that tends to disrupt, in general, all hurricane activity. But the ocean temperatures right now in the Gulf, right now just off the East Coast, are very warm. And if they stay warm, that just means any time when the winds kind of calm down, any system that does show up, we call them homegrown systems. They form very close to the coast and they come on shore quickly, like Hurricane Michael from last year. That's the kind of stuff we have to be on the lookout for. So even though we see this longer term idea of maybe the season's not going to be hyperactive, we can't rule out the one-off system that comes through and disrupts all of that. So this is going to be an interesting year. And my attention, I think, for the next several weeks is going to be seeing how things evolve over the Gulf of Mexico, over the western part of the Atlantic, and the southeast United States. I think that's where our secrets are going to lie for our summer weather.
Hey, thanks so much for taking so much time with me today.
Yeah, no problem.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible.